brings us to the E-Rate School Bus Wi-Fi purchase. Mr. Payne.
Thank you, President Zimmerman. We're asking the board to move to approve the purchase of the following E-Rate School Bus Wi-Fi equipment, installation, and service for our bus fleet from T-Mobile at a cost not to exceed $109,822.50. This purchase will be funded by the general fund, and I'd be happy to answer any questions, and Mr. Hauser's here as well.
I believe that there will be a refund of this purchase from some kind of grant program?
Yes, this is a Category 1 purchase, which means we only get charged for 10% of the actual amount.
Okay, so in the very end, what would our final cost be?
Let me look at my exact memo. I think it would be
$10,982.25.
Look at that.
Right on.
Okay.
Exactly.
Is there any discussion?
What would be, I believe this is a 1 year, and after that, the cost monthly.
Oh, you're right. We did not get a support. Is there support?
Yes.
Oh, I need a motion.
Motion.
I thought somebody made a motion.
I didn't miss that one. Sorry.
I'd move that we.
Okay, somebody want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll move that we support the purchase requisition as requested.
Is there support?
Support.
Okay, discussionary item. Sorry about that. Thanks, Jamie, keeping me on target.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. I didn't help you on that one either.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Darryl.
Yeah.
Sleeping at the switch.
I know. So after the 1 year subscription, there is a monthly cost, right? Andy and I had a conversation about this, so I'm following up with part of our conversation. So
the way it works with Category 1 is we would apply every year for that amount. So it would be a monthly fee times how many buses we have, and then we would get 90% discount of that.
So I guess I totally misunderstood our conversation, Andy. I'm sorry. My understanding was that the cost was to cover the hardware equipment and 1 year's worth of Wi-Fi coverage. After the 1 year, the monthly subscription of $1,700 would revert to the school. You're saying that can be applied again?
Yes. Every year you have to. Well, you don't have to, but you should.
You would apply.
Yes.
Aren't we already paying
a
fee right now, David?
We're already paying a fee, but it's not E-rate reimbursable because we're only using it for our bus cameras.
How much is that?
It would be roughly a little less than $40 per bus per month. So what happens, since we're using the internet access, that's just like our ISD since 1996 has applied for E-rate for countywide internet access, which is about 90%. So but we would be doing the same thing for our buses.
But our buses don't currently have Wi-Fi.
That's what this purchase will do.
Right. Not like we're plugging in the same and the same. We're actually adding Wi-Fi to the buses that doesn't currently exist.
We're going to replace what we currently have with the broadband
with Wi-Fi.
And add Wi-Fi as well. So
yes.
We have both.
Yes, yes. I just want to make sure we're clear that we're adding in the Wi-Fi to the buses. I want to make sure we're clear on that's what we're doing. So obviously, we just discussed the cost-benefit analysis because that's what that would be if I'm correct, right? And I think that you've explained what the cost-benefit analysis would be. But there's also a risk-benefit analysis. And I know I mentioned this to Andy when we look at the risk of Wi-Fi and adding it in, and we look at the benefits on this, and I understand the cameras will work a little bit better. I guess students would love to have Wi-Fi everywhere if you told them, because they're immature and they're young and they don't know any better. So is there anything, a risk-benefit analysis done to putting Wi-Fi on a bus? I mean, we're talking about a very enclosed space. We're talking about, it's a whole different technology.
That's all been done by the FCC, and we're within the parameters of these antennas, whether it be Cisco, whether it be the Cradlepoint wireless, it's all within that approved amount. So as far as I don't know of any study that was done on an actual bus, per se?
I think you'd have to look at, I think it was Europe. Did Europe do a bunch of studies on Wi-Fi and technology and the usage in school equipment and stuff? Tom might know that.
I can certainly forward that study or analysis. Is that Europe basically has pretty much banned the fourth and fifth generations of the wireless due to the effects of the EMF on human beings. And they certainly recommend that particularly young adults or children, you know, basically not use their phones near their head, or also don't keep it in their pockets near their reproductive organs because of long-term effects. In the U.S., and again, I can share this, is that the FCC and the CDC basically have stopped all investigation into this, which is pretty damning in my opinion, but that's what they've done. They basically are not funding any analysis into whether it's the fourth or fifth generation, and I understand we're going into the sixth generation.
Are we talking the 5G for the wireless or 5G for the broadband?
We're talking both, basically. 5G wireless plus 5G cellular emissions. Yeah. So we'd be exposing the kids to a longer duration of that in addition to what they're exposing to today. What?
Well, this would only be receiving that 5G signal, though, as far as the broadband side. I mean, if they're walking down the street, they're getting the same signal whether we push it or not.
Only receiving, but aren't we transmitting the cameras back?
There's got to be a transmission back if it's live.
You can't just
not this would be using the Wi-Fi on the cradle point. We would be receiving a 5G broadband, and then we'd be sending out a wireless signal.
Right.
Which we're already doing, correct?
No.
Not on the, well, they are on the buses if they're on our parking lot.
But not on the buses themselves. Let's just be clear. If you're in, like you said, you want to sit in Walmart parking lot and want to use their Wi-Fi, you probably can. But I thought you just said Wi-Fi is not on
the
buses.
But if I step inside my car, I'm not safe.
I just want a clarification to Larry's question, because his question then led to what I thought we had already said. There is no Wi-Fi on the buses currently.
If they're in our parking lots, they are. Or if they're...
There is not Wi-Fi.
No, we're not repeating the Wi-Fi signal on the bus.
Currently, yes.
No. But the 5G broadband is, because the towers, we can't hide from that.
Right, we understand that, and we're not disputing that. Yeah. And I know technology, people love technology, and there's people that whatnot. What I'm looking at and what Tom has referenced is there is a problem. And what makes me think of that is when I went to the dentist the other day and they go to take x-rays, they stick a lead apron on me when they're taking an x-ray, which is probably less radiation than what's going to be picking off of a kid sitting in a school bus with Wi-Fi
not.
Going
Absolutely
in.
Not. Nope.
Nope. Nope. So then we have data that says that this is safe. I'm trying to understand.
The
Maybe my example was bad,
I mean,
but
we're going by what the federal government's doing.
Yeah,
that's all I can do.
Well, of course they allow it.
I know, but at this point, my goal is to get internet on the bus like I was asked to.
I understand that, and you're doing a phenomenal job of trying to get Wi-Fi on the buses. I'm just trying to have you convince me why I should support that. And that's all I'm asking for, is to answer my questions so that I can make a educated vote on. I'm just telling where I'm coming from.
No, I hear you. I'm just saying I can't have a conversation about a European report that I have not read. I wouldn't
ask you to.
Yeah.
And we're only going
and
by
I can't
what
tell
the
you it's safe
states.
Either.
Question. This is basically, as I understand, pretty much for the cameras. What is the improvement in the camera transmission that this would bring to us?
Well, it's the primary goal is for internet access for students on the bus. The cameras would be a byproduct of that. Mm-hmm. And currently, and Kevin, you could speak to this, our transmission rates on Verizon is more of a 4G. It's slow. It's clunky. Depends on where you're at, where T-Mobile has a better 5G network right now.
Yeah.
That's why we chose them over AT&T, because it would have been a straight 4G.
But I thought it was coverage as well.
They're both sending the signal, but and they work on a 5G, so it's almost like it'll accept a 4G or 5G and it'll take whatever speed it can. But right now, T-Mobile has a better network in this area.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Now, wouldn't this be the same signal if I turned the Wi-Fi on in my Ford vehicle going down the road so the kids could play on the internet while I'm going to Florida?
It's exactly the same thing.
That's what I thought.
Do we get the reduction, or do we get the grant because it's student base? Is that the thought?
This was a grant that they're the part of the Children's Internet Protection Act, and I want to say like 1996, 95. They take a portion of cell phone bills and put it in this pot, and the federal government gives it to the states to help get connectivity, libraries, switches, routers, anything that helps connectivity to the internet is counted as E-rate. There's category one, which is like your switches and wireless access points, and then category two. Category one is actual broadband connection, like we use through ISD, whether it's Charter, Comcast. So that's how they separate, and that fund goes in there to help schools continue to expand that.
We have students with very real internet access issues who are required to do work on the internet for their schooling. This doesn't solve that, but I think it goes in the right direction. So thank you.
So on that note, so there are, there are students in Monroe County that don't have access to Wi-Fi. I didn't think there was any area that didn't have Wi-Fi at this point.
Well, so you're confusing two different things. Wi-Fi and broadband is going to be something totally different.
I understand that.
Okay.
Some students don't have home internet access. So we will.
So they need it on the bus.
They need it on the bus or wherever they go to a library, restaurant, or they borrow a hotspot.
I think where we're looking at is if I want to take my send my grandchildren to Florida with you, I would have to make that determination if they were riding in your car or not, if I wanted them exposed to that. Now, if you wanted them to go with me, I would tell you, you're not going to have access to that in my car because I don't have that in my car.
They would boo you and get in my car.
You're probably right, but I like to play games.
Or the car next to you might
so have. In that regard, there's a lot of ways to look at this, and I understand that, and I'm not trying to suggest that my way is the highway, but I also know that someone else's way is not the highway either. I think there's a lot of risks in life right now, and I think our students are going through a lot of risk, and so I just wanted to make sure that we discuss this option, we discuss the situation here, so that we are giving due diligence to understand the more we advance technology at students in the schools. That's not parents making that decision at home or in Larry's car.
Or in my car. Carrie, I have not heard from you.
I think that it's a, I'm sorry, I'll put my microphone on. I think it's a benefit. I know we're going to hope and pray that we never have to go back to COVID and pandemic types of issues and having neighborhoods and students without access to technology for their learning purposes. Adding these to the buses, I'm guessing that down the road, if we had to, we could go park a bus in a neighborhood where they had issues with their Wi-Fi or their internet access. I really don't have any other comments.
All right, I'm going to call for the vote, Jamie.
Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
No.
Mrs. Myers?
No.
Mr. Van Wassenova?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes, and the motion carries. That brings us to public commentary.
Yes.
Any on any subject. And I believe we have one.
Erica, you can come up and is that microphone on or should you need to use the mic?
It is.
Okay. You can go ahead and start.
All right. I know you guys were switching to like public or videotaping these meetings. Is this one taped that parents can watch? No, this meeting is not taped. Okay. I assume you guys all have a computer or phone in front of you, correct? Is it possible that you could look up the correlation, the evidence for the connection between coronavirus disease 19 and exposure to radio frequency radiation from wireless communications, including 5G? It's on PubMed Central. If you guys look that up right now, or you're able to, it says, coronavirus disease public health policy has focused on the severe acute respiratory syndrome coronavirus and its effect on human health, while environmental factors have been largely ignored. In considering the epidemiological triad, agent, host, which is us, environment applicable to all disease. We investigated the possible environmental factor of COVID-19 and the ambient radio frequency radiation from wireless communication systems, including microwaves and millimeter waves, SARS-CoV-2. The virus that caused the pandemic surfaced in Wuhan, China, shortly after the implementation of citywide fifth-generation wireless communication radiation and rapidly spread globally, initially demonstrating a statistical correlation to international communities with recently established 5G networks. In this study, we examined the peer-reviewed scientific literature on the detrimental bioeffects of this, identified several mechanisms by which the WCR may have contributed to the COVID-19 pandemic as a toxic environmental COVID cofactor. I'm going to stop there because you guys can read more if you'd like. But as I've spoken to, I'm speaking for the children that don't understand what's happening and a lot of people that have not come to this understanding yet. But there's a lot of people like myself, just even sitting here with these lights, you probably can see I'm already like, I break out in hives like everywhere. And I still have mercury fillings, which I didn't choose. I have vaccines that my parents chose for me. I have mercury levels and different things where these affect me and it's hard to get away from it. Now my house is grounded and I understand that we still need wireless technology to communicate until everybody understands this. But the kids that can't understand this, your blood is iron and you can't put these metals in a microwave. I have my meter with me and I'm asking you guys, I can just show you what my car that you want to put in buses, I can show you what my car gives off. And I didn't trade this lease in, and I actually try not to drive it. It's a beautiful Jeep, but I really honestly, I don't drive very much because it literally physically drains me and hurts me. It burns my body to have the heat and the seats on. And I'll show you guys when we're outside if you would like to just see. 1.6 is the safe level, and my car is, like, maxed out.
Thank
so
you
before
so much,
you guys,
Erica,
you guys pass this, but
thank you for coming in, and I'm sorry to say that your time has expired, but thank you for coming.
That concludes our agenda for this evening's meeting. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Support?
Support.
Show of hands. This meeting is adjourned at 7:35.
Okie dokie.
Thank you, everybody.